B-Pod Studios.
When you think ice cream, quality ice cream with a bunch of flavors, you think Ben and Jerry's. We've got Jerry on the phone right now. Hi, Jerry.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was almost going to say good morning.
But no, well, it's well into the afternoon.
It feels like morning, though, doesn't it?
What time do you get up, Jerry? Crack of noon?
I try not to really disturb my sleep too much. I really like to sleep in.
Correct is something. Haney and I were talking about it just before we went on the air, and he said it was about the CEO of the company. Wasn't there a big campaign to find a new CEO or something for the company a few years back?
Yes, we had an essay contest writing in 100 words or less. The contest was called Yo, I'm Your CEO. You write in 100 words or less why you should be the CEO for Ben and Jerry's, and we actually got about 20,000 entrants. It turns out most people were interested in second prize, which was free ice cream for life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't be?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you go to the grocery store and you get some Ben and Jerry's, or you go to the ice cream shop and you get some Ben and Jerry's, it tastes different. It tastes better than some of the other ice creams that you have. What is it about your ice cream that makes it so good?
Well,
because there's just basic ingredients in ice cream, correct?
It's pretty basic. I mean, if you put in good ingredients, you're going to get good ice cream. You know, the difference for Ben and Jerry's is it's all natural ingredients. There's more cream, so it's richer, and also there's less air, so it's really dense.
I think that might be the thing, the amount of air that goes into ice cream.
Yeah, you know, you can pick up a container and, you know, some of the stuff, it feels like it's going to float right away. And, you know, Ben and Jerry's is the really heavy stuff.
By the way, where is Ben?
Ben, he's like 20 yards down the hall from me.
Because you guys were supposed to be on together, and apparently my producer said Ben refused to come on.
That doesn't really sound.
You guys aren't fighting, are you?
No, actually, you know, Ben and I grew up together.
I know you did.
And we actually live closer now than we did when we were growing up.
I was looking as you were growing up, and it seems like at every milestone in your life, Ben shows up somewhere.
He's a good guy to have show up.
And you wanted to be a doctor when you were younger, and they turned you down twice.
Well, you know, I went to college and I was pre-med, and I applied to medical schools. I applied to about 20 schools, got rejected from all of them. Then I took a job as a lab technician in a biochemistry research lab so that I could fortify my resume to reapply, and I reapplied again to about 20 schools, and I got rejected again.
And then you decided, why not the ice cream business?
Yeah, well, you know, and Ben at the time, I had always stayed in touch with Ben. Ben was trying to become a potter, and nobody was buying his pottery. And, you know, we were failing at all these things we were trying to do. And we finally said, why don't we get together, do something that's going to be fun, be our own bosses. And since we always like to eat quite a bit, we thought we'd do something with food. And we just picked ice cream.
You guys have always been fat, haven't you?
We're not skinny marinks, I believe, we're on the chunky side. We still maintain the human form, however.
I think that your bio explains that. That's a matter of fact how you met Ben, when you had to run laps in the school gymnasium. You two were the last ones.
We were the two slowest, fattest kids in the class. But, you know, there is a saying in the ice cream business, never trust a skinny ice cream man.
You know, well, I mean, it shows in the product.
Absolutely.
You guys know what you're doing. What are some of the different ideas that you brought to the corporate world? I know there's a bunch of them.
Well, we started out with the idea of just being this homemade ice cream parlor, being, you know, sort of a store on the corner where people could hang out. And then we first decided that we wanted to be a community-owned company, so that when we had our first stock offering, it was just in the state of Vermont. We wanted to sell stock to the people who had been supporting the company all along. And we had a very low minimum purchase of $126, so that people of any economic stratosphere could fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after that, we started the Ben & Jerry's Foundation, that the company donates 7.5% of our pre-tax profits to. And as soon as we set up the foundation, we started getting swamped with these grant requests from really worthwhile groups, and we realized that we could never find enough money to really fund all these groups, and that the real power of business was not in what percentage of profits you could give away, but really in how you ran your day-to-day business. And that was when we started to try to integrate into the normal business activities, which would be, you know, sourcing ingredients or marketing or whatever. We tried to integrate a concern for the community into those day-to-day business activities.
You guys are selling more ice cream now than you ever have before, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going out like mad.
Yeah, you know, we have had our ups and downs. We've always tried to run the company with a long-term view. You know, our feeling is that so many businesses in this country try to run their businesses on a quarter-to-quarter profit basis, and that really doesn't help you in the long term.
Tell me about the part of running your company, the first name basis that you guys run your company with. I mean, one of your contacts called our office, and he told me his first name, and I asked for a last name, and he said, no, not around here. We're all first name basis.
Oh, I don't know if that's an official policy. You know, we tend to be a pretty informal place, and Ben and I always wanted the company to be more of a, you know, sort of how a person on the street would run a business. We don't have any, you know, business background. Ben and I learned how to make ice cream from a correspondence course, and I think people aren't really that excited about dealing with nameless, faceless corporations that have all these policies and essentially don't care about people. They just want to make as much money as they can, and we wanted to have a company that really cared about people's needs.
And you also want to make a company where the employees enjoy coming to work, too. I mean, you strive at that to make your work atmosphere a pretty enjoyable place.
Well, they get 3 pints a day. I mean, what could be better?
So is that the way it works, 3 pints a day?
3 pints a day, plus we also have free membership at health clubs. So
wow!
I think it's a real balancing act.
I think that's great. So you're telling me if I worked for you and I came to the ice cream plant and we were working and I finished up my day at 5 o'clock, I could go and grab a couple of pints to take home?
3 every day. You know what? I think what we find is that in the beginning, people are all taking their 3 pints a day. You know, they're really excited. Then they get a little tired of it. Then they have to start bringing it home again because all their friends and relatives are expecting the
Beneficiaries. Sure.
So, you know, you can't come home without your 3 pints.
Well, how many flavors of Ben & Jerry ice cream are there now?
Oh, we probably make about 30 to 35. And there's more in the scoop shops. You know, in packaged pints, there's maybe 30. But you can always find a few extra flavors in the scoop shops.
Any new flavor that you're going to debut anytime soon?
Actually, we just came out with one probably in the last week, or maybe it's just this week. It's peanut butter and jelly.
Now peanut butter and jelly, what do you got? Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, and what, grape jelly in there?
It's peanut butter ice cream with gobs of peanut butter and strawberry jelly.
Wow.
You know, we thought about the grape, but the strawberry just tasted better.
Who gets to taste all this stuff? I mean, are you guys the final decision on what gets the green light to go?
You know, Ben does a lot of tasting, but we actually have, you know, probably 4 or 5 people now that are just work on new flavors. I mean,
and test them
to be the best job in America.
Yeah. What does that pay? I'm willing to give up my job here to come up there.
I think you have to pay us if you want to.
Probably so.
What's the Grateful Dead connection and the whole Cherry Garcia thing?
You know, Ben, the way it came about was we first received an anonymous postcard from some people who said, hi, we're a couple of Deadheads, and we're also big Ben & Jerry's fans, and we think you ought to make a flavor called Cherry Garcia, because it'd be a real hoot for the fans, plus Dead paraphernalia always sells. And, you know, we, of course, knew that was right. So we worked on it for, almost a couple of years. We were first going to, you know, get in touch with the Grateful Dead officially to see if we could get permission. And then Ben ran into this person who is an editor from one of the Grateful Dead fan magazines and, you know, sort of asked around. And she said, well, let me have my people check with their people. And, excuse me, she got back to us and said, you know, if you ask official permission, you're going to talk to all these lawyers and stuff. Why don't you just go ahead and do it? And that's, of course, all we needed to hear. We came out with the flavor, sent some to Jerry Garcia, you know, heard back he really liked it. And then a couple weeks later, we heard from Jerry's lawyer saying that he thought they ought to get a piece of the action. And so they do get a piece of the action.
Take it for whatever you want. And who knows, you may even have the flavor and I don't even know it. But I'm thinking, One of the things that I loved as a kid when the ice cream truck would come by was the toasted almond ice cream on a stick.
Yeah.
And one time, not too long ago, I found an opportunity where I could still get those on a stick. And I had to put it down and go and tend to my kid, and it had melted in the bowl that I had put it in. And it became the vanilla ice cream and the toasted almond coating in the ice cream blended in there. It was delicious. And I'm thinking of a toasted almond with the toasted almond crust stuff mixed into the ice cream.
It sounds good.
And
this is the way many new flavors are created, just sort of by accident.
You could call that one Stan Scam.
Yeah. But
you know, if many of our flavors have been suggestions from customers. Chunky Monkey was, Chubby Hubby. And if you come up with a flavor that we end up using, you get free ice cream for a year.
No, can you now jot that down then? Jerry, jot it down. The melted toasted almond all mixed into that vanilla ice cream.
You got a name for it?
Well, Haney just told you it was. It was called the Stan Scam.
I thought Haney was kidding.
Why not? It sounds good. It rhymes and what the hell?
All right.
And he was hoping for something better, I think, is what he's saying.
Well, you guys, you can pay all these people up there to come up with something. Just throw our name into it and, okay. You know, and tie it in there. And I bet you it'll be a big sell. I'd buy it.
You want your photo on the lid, too?
You don't want my photo on the lid. You want to sell product. You want to sell product. Just keep your photo on there and you do it that way.
I guess along the same lines as Cherry Garcia, you're doing the new generation, too, with fish food.
We got fish food. Have you tried it?
No, what?
No, I haven't.
Tell me
had
about
it yet.
This. What's the deal with fish food?
Fish food, it's named after the band from Vermont.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And it's a milk chocolate ice cream with a very chewy marshmallow swirl, a somewhat wispy caramel swirl, and fish-shaped pieces of chocolate fudge.
Jerry, it's been good talking to you.
Hey, my pleasure.
And send Ben our best, even though he didn't want to come on and say hi.
Love to.
All right.
Come on up and visit sometime.
We will, Jerry.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Just like my grandpa used to say. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. And that means you have Haney, you have myself, Junior, and Dave.
Woo!
Now, okay, a couple of things. I think I'll make the announcement first.
I want to know one thing.
I got to make an announcement.
I want to know one thing before the announcement.
Yes.
Have I done something wrong?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right.
There is an announcement. I know Dave was being praised all around the building.
He's a good boy.
Because he's got a new position. And he's a good boy.
Yep.
Fixing vans. Well, Junior has a new position today. He is Dave's immediate supervisor.
That's right.
While here in the studio and in the producer's room, Junior has the ability to, and it will go on the record, the ability to write Dave up.
Oh, well, then I need to speak to Junior.
Is he going to have him write Dave up?
Not a write-up, just instructions so that he can work with him since he's the supervisor.
Yeah, he's the supervisor.
Can you briefly explain to Dave how I like my ice cream from that place?
Oh, for Pete's sake!
What happened?
He wants it in the big cups, right?
They weren't in the big cups?
He should know that stuff. You should know that stuff.
You just basically asked for a sundae in the big cups.
That's what I said. I said, give me a chocolate sundae.
Well, then why do I need instruction?
Because what he did was got me a specialty sundae.
Oh, Dave.
And it was he only got two of them.
Instead of the four.
And they were only filled up halfway.
Get out of here.
Write them up.
Oh, come on.
That's write up number one.
All right. I'll write them up.
Come on.
Write up number two. Write up number two.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, bro, Heim.
Hey, man, that's funny.
Take your hat
I'm
off.
Sorry. Why?
Take your hat off, you idiot.
So?
What's wrong?
I got a diet, man. I'm trying to get the gray out, okay? I'm a little worried.
How are the rest of the members of Sublime?
This is just step one, okay? Don't worry.
He went.
Why did I add brown to it?
And bleached it blonde.
I got to add brown to it.
Make sure you take a picture of that and make sure the world sees it.
Trust me, I will.
How does this happen, Dave? Where do these thoughts come from?
Because I get the looking, you know. I get the looking, and I'm going, man, I'm just getting...
Was it because of the gray?
Yeah, I'm like, man, I am
it's
getting
not true.
gray.
It's not
what
true.
Is true, Stan?
He's attention-seeking.
No, I'm not, Stan.
Yes, you are.
Why? I would have walked in here without a hat on if I was attention-seeking.
No,
I come in with a hat.
You like the what they call in the business, the reveal.
Well, you've had a hat on. I wouldn't have been any of the wiser. How did Stan find out?
Yeah, how did I find out?
Did I show you? I think I did.
Oh, you don't say.
Well, so that would be attention-seeking, Dave.
Melvin, he's the first one that says, hey.
Marvin.
It's Marvin. Marvin says, hey, man, what happened to your head? Well,
he notices things like that.
Why, were you walking around without a hat?
Yes.
Nope. Yeah. No.
I want you to pull it together. There's finally a time around here where not Haney, but the company is giving you a little bit more responsibility.
Absolutely.
And he's been a good boy.
And I'm doing good.
Then stop with your shenanigans.
I'm not the only one.
This is not a shenanigan.
Dave, you know this. I am not the only one. That has called you a good boy this week.
I write
them up.
How many people have said you're a good boy?
Apparently, they took a poll and I came in number two or something. I heard.
Oh, so they told you.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Only management and Matt Mangus is management in the building. He's two offices down from us, and I don't like this getting out.
You can't talk to Dave like that. He means Uncle Matt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to talk to the audience. I don't care what Dave thinks.
Well, I just saw him, you know, wondering what you were talking about.
But, yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's your Uncle Matt.
Oh, okay.
They have, and it's been going on for years. I'm aware of it. We've never won. But they have the Employee of the Week.
And how many weeks have we worked here? And we've never won.
Never won. And they usually just tell you who won. But Matt, because everybody, Dave...
Doesn't it alternate between Melvin and Tight Shirt Tony?
Yes, yes. Both of them have won multiple times. Uh-huh. But because Dave showed up so high, first time he's ever shown up in the Employee of the Week, Matt wanted to make sure to let everybody know, well, let him know he came in second.
Yeah.
Out of how many employees? I think we got 30 employees now. Mm-hmm. It could be 25 next
and
week.
And we've never won it.
Well, no, we've never won it. Even when this company used to have like 100 employees. We've never won it.
That doesn't speak well.
Of course it doesn't. But he came in second.
Yeah, you got a winner amongst you guys, man.
You're not a winner. You came in second.
Or second, I mean.
No, but that's good for us.
That's good for him.
Good for us.
How's you come maybe, in second?
Because I'm associated with you.
Yeah, because if
Trust
Dave
me,
is
I've
the...
I've tried to break
oh,
that.
Oh, come
if
on,
Dave
Stan.
Is the second best employee out of hundreds of people...
For the week!
Then
it's not the year. The fact,
until next week.
The fact that Dave hangs with us makes us seem better.
Damn right.
He's out of the department working for another department. Now he ranks higher.
But I associate with you guys.
Anybody that just works with us, it doesn't even show up.
Dave, you don't work with us. You work for us.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. His boss.
Sorry, boss.
You work for us.
Sorry, boss.
You work for me. You work for Haney.
Yeah.
You work for Junior.
Well, if Junior's the producer, doesn't he run all of us?
No.
You guys,
no,
too?
No, just you.
No, okay.
Just
no.
You.
Just curious.
And you know, you're old enough to be his daddy.
Yeah,
but
I
he's
know,
your
man.
Boss.
Well, not for long, because once I keep winning the employee, or well, I came in
that
second.
That ain't going to get you. You came in second, and stop saying you won.
Dave, I'm
well,
really...
Well, when I do start coming in number one... I'm going to be bumping up in ranks real fast around here, boys. I'm telling you.
Dave, I'm really tired right now. Would you mind going get me a coffee? Stan, do you want a coffee?
Coffee.
Haney, do you want a coffee?
Yeah, I don't want drink. No, I don't want a coffee.
Yeah, get it.
All right, so three coffees.
Three coffees.
Yeah, right.
I would like...
I like Splenda in mine.
Would you like a sundae?
I would like four of them.
Four sundaes?
Right, yeah.
Dave?
Normal size?
The large.
Oh, the large ones. Oh, okay.
Like the ones when you got her to make them.
Yeah, right. Because
they
mine
were
perfect. Yeah.
Right.
All right, Dave.
Understood.
Three coffees.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem, boss.
You know,
I'll get right
you
on
know
that.
What? If he doesn't, write him up.
Yes, sir.
I hope you got plenty of paper, bro.
Are you ready?
Why would you say
well,
that? You're number two employee of the week.
Yeah.
Well, apparently I'm not associated with the show, so it doesn't matter what I do here. It's outside.
Why am I having flashbacks to Grand Theft Auto when the guy got into a big fight over who was Employee of the Month? You remember that?
The burger joint or whatever?
No, it was at the used car place. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Keep in mind, Dave. You
I think guns
nothing.
Were pulled.
I know, man.
Of course.
But I am number two.
So what?
You are number two?
Damn right.
I'd rather be number one than number two.
No way.
Because you know what two is.
You know what two means? Hey, brother, it's not first loser. It means there's nothing.
It is. It's first loser.
No way, bro. Nothing but
right
up from here.
Right him up.
Nothing but up.
Right. So help me.
I am so lucky that you're, you know, my bra.
Damn
and you're
right,
going
bro.
Places.
Damn right,
you take
bro.
Me with
yeah.
you?
Yeah, bro.
You're going places.
That's right, Haney.
What do you do now?
Don't worry. What?
What do you do now?
Everything. There's not nothing I can't
Hold
do,
Hold on a
bro.
Second. You know what, Stan? Because I don't think you're being completely honest with the audience.
What?
Because I did force you to give Dave a compliment. Do you remember that moment?
Yes, you did.
And how did you reply, Dave, when Stan finally gave you the compliment?
I didn't think it was real. I was like, come on, man.
No.
What'd I say? Are you kidding me?
You said... Just Vans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
His job is to wash the wheels on the vans and make sure they got gas in them.
Yeah.
And they didn't think he could do the job, but he did.
Oh, my God.
And so everybody was all excited about it. And just for that, he came in second place for Employee of the Week.
It's Just Vans, man.
It's another write-up.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee.
we can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, Friday edition. We're going to have the grab bag for you in just a second, but we told you at the first break, Bonehead went and cut his hair real short and then bleached it. Now, a couple of things. We're going to get a picture of that, by the way. We're going to get a picture of that within the next couple of minutes. But we've been doing this show for 22 years in the afternoon.
Not that it matters.
But... No. Next week is our 22nd anniversary of being in the afternoon. By the way, I found the very first break that we did when we moved to afternoons. I'll play it later on today.
From the videotape?
Yep. The very first time we cracked the microphones open in the afternoon, April 7th, 1997.
Do we really want to hear that?
I just heard it. And
I'm asking you, do we really want to hear that? We had to have been white-knuckled and...
Yeah, we were. You have no idea the pressure that we were under. We had already been at the radio station. I think Haney was 3.5 years. I had been here over 5 years. And our lives were turned upside down. And we were put into the afternoon in 1997, April 7th, 1997, and I've got our very first break. It was a quick break. It was, I think the break is no more than, not even 2 minutes. Not even 2 minutes. The first time we cracked the mic open.
So much pressure.
But we've been doing this for a long time, so we talked about how Dave shaved and bleached his stubble. Here's how.
Yeah, because he looks bald to me.
Yeah, he looks like an idiot.
I don't see anything bleached. I just looks like a bald man.
This is how people...
I know it does.
All right, shut up for a second.
Oh, yeah, you did bleach it. Okay.
It's bleached.
Well, I got to dye it next.
You look like Eminem with a fresh haircut.
Yeah, I've heard this is how people don't know us after doing this in the afternoon for 22 years. Absolute Law text line. Ahoy, Dave, remember, gray makes you look debonair. So that's, he's okay with that. No, it's not gray. It's bleached. Stan has no hair, and Haney is full headed.
Huh?
Well, it varies.
What? I'm not receding.
No, you're very particular about it.
Yes, I am.
Do you, just out of curiosity, I'm not saying you do.
Okay.
But do you make your girlfriend pluck gray hairs out of your head?
No, you know how gray I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget because you got a ball cap on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Because I noticed the part that comes underneath the ball cap is a little darker than the rest of your head.
It's not like the sides.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you had her plucking hairs.
And do you know that, and Haney knows this for a fact, it happened all in about a month.
It did.
I had no gray.
For years.
And then it went gray.
For years, Stan would have like one awkward gray hair that was like wire.
Yep.
Just one of them.
Yep.
That would stick out.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, his whole head went.
Yep.
Just like overnight.
Overnight. Time marches on. Grab bag. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
You know, don't you hate those days when you wake up in a perfectly good mood?
Yep. Let me tell you something. There's a new product out on the market here. I'm going to play the commercial for it right now. Haney and I, so far ahead of the game that it makes my head spin. Because this is new product right now. If you've listened to the Stan and Haney show, you're quite familiar with this product.
I kept seeing commercials with women my age, all complaining about different ailments. They always end with the women walking in a meadow or spinning around a field of flowers. Then it says, see your doctor. So I did. I told him I'm bothered that I don't have any problems that most women my age have. and he gave me placebomycin. He said that the pharmaceutical companies would be thrilled to sell me pills that'll make me feel better about not having anything wrong with me. And he was right. Because look at me. I'm out in a field of flowers spinning around.
Placebomycin.
Oh, I tripped on a daisy.
See your doctor.
You know, that's nothing to be joked about.
No, it is not.
You were all strung out on placebo.
Yep. It'll get you hooked. It'll get you hooked. It's bad news. How you doing? You paying attention here or anything?
Now, yeah, placebo-mizing.
I want you, Dave.
Yeah, bud.
To take a look. You having a little trouble with the distance of your headphone cord? A little troubled with the distance? Yeah, it's wrapped around.
Well, I do that so I don't knock
why?
Your CDs off.
Because for the umpteenth time, when people in this room say that my headphones are too loud, my headphones are too soft, you keep putting your headphone jack in the wrong jack. You're on other people's frequency.
Well, who am I on now? Well, I was on June.
Shut up.
What's the frequency,
now,
Dave?
Which one am I in? Five?
Don't worry about which one. You had it in the wrong one.
Three.
I don't want to talk to you. I'm not in the mood.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, since I'm in the communication business. Junior, here you go.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
I told my mom if I'm going to live at home, we need to start eating healthier. Like yesterday, I went out with my friends and had Taco Bell. So today, I probably need a salad or some tofu.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
Mom will feed him. I don't know if this is a millennial or not. A woman in Cleveland called 911 last week. Why? Because she got a bad gyro.
A bad gyro?
She claimed the restaurant intentionally put raw, nasty chicken in it, and she wanted 911 to do something about it, damn it.
Cleveland Police, Dispatcher Hammond, how can I help you?
Hi, can I ask you a question? Can I make a report on gyro guys? Because I think it was, like, unintentionally that they tried to, like, poison me. Because my face is red, and they gave me some chicken that was, like, nasty and raw. They know I like everything well done and cooked and fresh.
Okay, I mean, I can send an officer to talk to you. What's your location?
They're not going to do nothing to the gyro guys? It's right by my house?
I don't know what they're going to do.
Okay, I'm going to make a police report, because that's nasty.
I'll send an officer to talk to you, but I think it's more of a concern for the health department.
Oh, I gave that complaint already, trust me. But I'm concerned about me, because that's not right what they did. And my face feels red, you know? That's not right.
Do you need to go to the hospital?
No, because I was just, because I don't need to go to the hospital, no.
Okay, I've already sent the assignment down. We'll have an officer come out and talk to you, okay?
You know, probably no point in saying it, but 911 is not some sort of concierge.
You're right.
You need a policeman or the fire department, then please call.
Yeah.
But if you have just a general life problem that you can't solve, yeah, it's not like sitting in the hotel and hitting three numbers and somebody's going to fix it for you.
Unbelievable.
Because it seems like that's what it's become. Oh my God, this soup is cold. I am calling 911.
Yeah, that's what it is. I had raw chicken in my gyro. Already called the health department on them, but I think they tried to poison me because my skin's red. Do you need a doctor? No.
Are you sick? Do you need to go to the hospital? No. It didn't hurt me.
No.
It's a very soccer mom thing to do.
That's my soccer mom right there.
I know.
He knows all the tricks because he learned.
Well, speaking of him, remember when we were using those new slang words and he was the only one that knew what they were?
Mm-hmm. What, things like drat?
Yeah, that, whatever. Yeah. There was a news crew, morning news team in Toledo, that thought it would be cool to use the teenage slang on their morning news program, you know, with the weather person and the news person, the news girl, and extremely awkward. But they thought, you know, let's touch the young people a little bit. Let's get to their level. And they did.
Good morning, TPS students. It is testing week, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals. Say bye, Felicia, to that testing stress. Weather's going to be turnt, right, Chris?
Yes. Toledo weather going to be V-lit during testing week. A hundo P chance of success. You've got this, kids. Steve, how about that traffic? Are we looking better than We're talking turn, FOMO, won't be an issue, no traffic problem.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Around any TPS schools to keep you from taking those tests.
That was horrific.
Of course it was. Horrific. You understood everything that was said, wasn't it?
I was pretty lit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they slayed that.
What, did you understand it, Dave?
No, man. You speak English, bro.
Yeah. So you really liked it. It wasn't like you just thought it was, oh, what?
Well, it was a combination of both, I guess.
So was it lit or was it, oh,
okay. I can't do it.
Yeah, you have a Gucci breakfast this morning, buddy?
Oh, so Gucci.
Mm.
What's that?
What's
mean?
That, heroin?
What's that? Yeah,
no,
that heroin?
I guess it's just like a... What?
Another way to say excellent.
Yeah, the works or something, right? Stupid.
Hey, you apparently know the lingo, too, though, don't you?
He has to.
Yeah, hanging around your buddies.
Well, being on the streets.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and talking to ladies.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, once they turn 18...
Like to go out for a Gucci breakfast? Come on, babe.
Jesus.
Is that what you do? You just straight out invite him to breakfast before you've even had the first drink or anything? It's, you know, in the afternoon, you ask them if they want breakfast?
Yeah, sometimes that's a good first date.
Follow me on this one.
That's a lot of confidence thinking she'll be around for breakfast.
Look at me, bro.
Shut up.
Yeah, he can't help it.
I can't.
17 cops. 17 of them executed a search warrant on a house in Chicago last month and accidentally ruined a four-year-old's birthday party. They thought the guy they were looking for was there, but he hadn't lived in that house for 5 years before this kid was even born. Now the parents of the little kid are gonna sue. Four-year-old's birthday party, 17 cops raid the house, issue a search warrant for a guy that hasn't been there in a half a decade.
Instead of having his family sing happy birthday to him, four-year-old TJ had Chicago police officers curse and insult him and his family.
To worry about her or her brother getting shot by someone that's supposed to protect and serve them is terrifying.
The way that they've gotten with serving warrants,
it's scary.
What they did to Roger Stone, I never thought that I would see that happen. I can see that if someone is, you know, proven to be dangerous and violent,
yeah.
and at that point, yeah, you got to make sure law enforcement is protected. But unless that's the case, it's 17 cops for a four-year-old.
Yep. 17 cops came in. This is for Dave. And
even if he was there, you're going to come in the middle of a kid's
that's
birthday
what I'm
party.
With 17 cops. This is for Dave. You know how we were talking about yesterday. Everybody's got their kink. Everybody has a kink. This is one successful college girl. This is one successful college girl. Glamour magazine talked to a college student who makes $1,700 a month selling her used underwear online. Oh,
what, to the Japanese?
She says it makes her feel empowered.
Oh, come on.
She started
I hate these words.
She started doing it when she was a webcam girl. And then she talked about an extra little bit of money she made for somebody else that had a kink.
I started selling my underwear on Craigslist when I was a cam girl. At that time, customers would bid on the underwear I would wear during the show, and I would mail it to them. And once I stopped camming, I realized that that was still a thing that I could do. So I went on Craigslist, and I realized that there were other girls out there that were putting ads out to sell their used underwear and socks. To be honest, selling my underwear has made me feel really empowered, because I feel like I'm in control of my body. I never feel like I'm in danger. I always use a fake name and a fake email to contact my customers. I meet them in public places, and sometimes I don't meet them at all. I just mail it to them using a fake return address. After one of my regular underwear clients opened up to me about his armpit fetish, I made an extra $500 by allowing him to smell my armpit.
Just let him smell it for like 15 minutes.
And so this is something that we celebrate. And had I assume no one has taken her aside and explained the dangers of that.
Dave, you want her contact?
No, it's all right, buddy. I'm into action women.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, the lion pays me. And I bring him, like, scraps of meat. He's so cute and all that. And he doesn't want to eat me. It's just he wants to smell the meat.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You brought this up yesterday. I had to hear it with my own ears to believe it. But Jesse Smollett's lawyer.
Oh, you didn't believe me.
I did, but I had to hear it. Jesse Smollett's lawyer.
On the face of it, it's ridiculous.
Did you hold it before I even get to this clip? Rahm Emanuel went and gave Jesse Smollett the bill for the police. I think it's $136,000, whatever it is. The lawyers are calling it a work of brilliance on the mayor's part. Because by sending Jesse Smollett the bill for all the police use, $136,000, if he pays it, pays back the $136,000, he admits guilt, so then they can go and try him. If he doesn't pay it back, I'm not paying that to the city of Chicago. If he elects not to do it, then the city can take it to civil court, and the records have to be opened.
And I think the preponderance of the evidence.
So he's caught. Brilliant move by Rahm Emanuel by sending him a bill for $10,000, ain't cutting it. $136,000, I think it is. Some six-figure number. He pays it. It's guilt admitted. They can go after him.
If he doesn't.
A civil case.
Well, because they're not being upfront about what actually happened, they go, oh, well, he forfeited $10,000 and he went to Jesse Jackson's office for a couple of hours, and that's his community service. They don't really say, you would think by forfeiting the bond, he's admitted guilt.
Yep, but it's not on his record. The records are sealed. Brilliant move. Here's his attorney.
Well, why aren't they then going to prosecute the brothers?
I don't know. I just heard them make that.
But yeah, that's smart. But Jesse Smollett, what you do in that situation? Someone very high up just did you a very big favor. You don't say a word. He is walking around like the cock of the walk saying, I am completely innocent. Yep. I have been exonerated.
So,
no.
Follow me. His attorney claims now that
I told you.
Jesse might have been distracted because maybe one of the brothers, the Nigerian
brothers, who in his mind weren't the men that he'd hired to beat him up. They were two white Trump supporters.
And now the attorney's saying, well, maybe.
Perfectly rational maybe explanation.
Maybe the two brothers there were in white face.
According to the court records, Smollett was very clear with police on the night of the attack that his attackers were white. Was that a false statement?
So, just to be clear, he only saw one of the attackers. One of them he didn't see. He saw one through a ski mask. Again, he could not see their body. Everything was covered, and he had a full ski mask on except the area around the eyes. He did tell police that he, from what he saw, he thought it was pale skin or white or pale skin, was I think what he said. And that was what he, and that's why he initially did have a hard time.
Why did he say that? He could have said, I don't know.
He could have, but this, again, he's being
truthful. But if it's the Osin-Dyro brothers, what are the chances that that's the case, that he saw somebody with light skin?
Obviously, you can disguise that. You could put makeup on. There is actually, interestingly enough, a video. You know, I think police did minimal investigation in this case. It took me all of 5 minutes to Google. You know, I was looking up the brothers, and one of the first videos that showed up actually was one of the brothers in white face doing a Joker monologue with white makeup on. And so it's not implausible.
What?
Uh-huh.
What?
White face.
What? White face.
That is so racist.
It is.
I'm offended.
I am too.
Are you offended, Dave?
Oh, this is just a disgrace.
Dave, when you were a kid.
Yeah.
I know I did, and I'm pretty sure Haney did. When you were a kid, did you watch the Disney movie Dumbo?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, we all love Dumbo. Recall,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're re-releasing Dumbo. It's coming out, I think, this weekend.
Can they do that?
Yeah.
I didn't think they could play Disney movies that were made during that time.
It's a live-action remake of Dumbo.
Oh, a remake. Okay.
Colin Farrell, Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito. Do you remember the classic song when Dumbo had his mom taken away and she was in the cage in the trunk and she rocked Dumbo and everybody cried? You remember the song?
Baby.
A new version of it in the new Dumbo. That's the classic. 1941 doesn't get any better than that. Tell me if you like this one better. It's the same song, just modernized a little bit.
Little one, when you play, don't you,
this is in the new movie.
What they say.
Arcade Fire.
Let your eyes sparkle and shine.
Sometimes you can't improve on the original.
And I thought the whole point of the original was that it was a lullaby from the mother to the baby.
Yes. Yes.
Not a band.
Correct. We live in different times, Haney. Grab bag, brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, your phone calls will open up and prize blowout. If I get a prize sheet, prize blowout. Got a lot
I
of
never
good stuff.
Got the fascination with Arcade Fire either.
Nope. I'll also play you the cut from our very first afternoon show 22 years ago.
I don't know that I want to hear that.
And later on in the 3 o'clock hour, get ready, a new feature on the Stan and Haney Show.
You know how much hell we were going through?
Yes, I know that. I know that. You can hear it. New feature on the show, Dave's What's in the News?
Woo!
Where he's going to go and find us a little off, you know, off the beaten path story.
Brilliant move by you, Stan.
Yeah.
Because you're executive producer on that, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's yours.
Yep, that's mine. By the Stan, executive producer of many hits.
Right on.
Dave, you know what? Dave's What's Going On, I think, might be better.
You like that? Yeah.
Yeah, but needless to say, because unless you're doing some kind of stunt, yeah, all you do is just sit on a stool. So we're going to
And nobody does it better than
that's
him.
That's right.
Damn right.
Yeah, a lot of phone looking.
Watching TV,
we'll
bro.
We'll be back.
I have one.
We're Stan and Haney. There's a time and a place to do it.
I know.
96.
Let's party, boys.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up. Right, guys? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
We don't tell jokes. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Telephone number into the studio. 277-9600. It's a 239 area code if you're from outside of our immediate area. But if you're a local and you want to talk to us, maybe if you contribute, pick up a prize. 277-9600. Let me tell you what we got here.
Sorry, I had to reach for that. This room is not user-friendly.
Babaku saw.
You didn't injure yourself there overextending like that.
I think I did.
Uh-oh.
We got Stan and Haney Babaku saw. I just looked. We're on our last giveaway case of this thing.
Well, and I need to
secret a bottle away. I think you should, because it'll be gone.
That stuff's like gold.
You want to go and have
As soon as we get a shipment in to give away, it's already gone. The office staff comes and takes it.
A good portion of it. You want to go out to eat? We have $25 to Bam's Restaurant in Naples. I'll give away a couple of pairs today if I deem it worthy. Busch Gardens, they're having their food and wine festival going on right now until April 28th. Got a pair of tickets to the SoFlo concert. That's going to be tomorrow. You got to be able to get those before. Is that going to be a guest list, or do they have to come down and pick those tickets up? Because it's going to be at Dixie.
He's on the phone. Hold on.
Guest list for the SoFlo or tickets?
Guest list.
Oh, good. So then we can give these away and you'll just be on the list.
Yes.
All right, good. SoFlo concert for tomorrow night. Pair of tickets to Disturbed at Hertz Arena. September 19th. You like Disturbed, don't you, Dave?
Yeah, they're good. Yeah. How does that song go? How does it open up?
The
oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
How does that go, Dave?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Damn. Yeah.
Can you do it? Yeah, I know you can do it.
I can do it, man. My throat just locked up there. Stan?
Don't make me write you up.
Don't.
Yeah, he'll write you up.
I'm an artist, okay?
Better get it right.
So sometimes you got to warm
artist.
Up.
Artist. Yeah. BS I'm an artist. Artist. You know? That's what you are, a BS artist.
So sometimes you got to warm up. Oh, wow! Something like that. Damn, I can't do it.
Sound like a sick cat. Do,
yeah.
Here, take a drink.
I can't
drink.
Do it.
Go.
I'm
Junior, can you do
up.
It?
Yeah, he can do it.
Oh, wow!
There you go, buddy.
Wow.
Come on, get down with the sickness. Yeah. Come on, get down with the sickness.
That was funny. I can't do it today, man.
No, that was Morris Day, Jungle Love, you just did there.
Oh, I used to love that song.
Oh,
Jungle Love. Yeah, I love that. I used to love that song.
Yep. Remember when we used to do that? I'd be out there. I'd be hot stepping it, dancing. Yep. You'd come out with the mirror.
Yep. And then you just slick your hair back and keep going. Yeah. Oh, that was a good song. Go ahead.
What? Oh. And then,
oh, you almost had it.
Yeah, almost had it.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to get another
dying sitter. Animal.
Hold on, man.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
Freaking stuck pig.
Sorry.
Let's not over. Just do it.
I'm trying to get the phlegm out, Stan. You know, been sick for 9 months.
So you are down with the sickness.
Yeah. Well, something like that.
I know you can do it, man.
I just can't get it
today.
You
want some whiskey?
No, man, no whiskey, dude. I'm
come on.
No, I came in number two. I don't want to drop down in the ranks. All right?
Come on, Dave.
Here we go.
You feel that?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Don't come in early now.
I'm not.
Better hit it right off.
Dump that.
Damn modern rock.
Get it, Dave.
I don't know the rest.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play it over again. Can you hit Dave and Jesse James and see what it sounds like?
Get past the thing.
I did.
All right.
Okay.
Come on.
I gotta pull up the program. I wasn't ready.
You should always be ready. Yeah,
let me know when you're ready.
Do I need to write you up?
Shut up.
Oh. I don't want no insubordination out of you, boy. You little bitch.
Really? Now that's a boss.
Yeah. That's the way it's supposed to be.
I'm the one in charge here, boy.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
And you can see it gets under Dave's skin.
Let me tell you.
I've been around this building a long time.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you, little bitch. I'm ready.
Listen.
Let me tell you.
You got told by other superiors that you're already abusing your power. Okay.
No.
Yes, he did in the hallway.
I got compared to a leader in this country.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I may not agree with this leader.
Let me explain something
to you. What leader is he with?
Let me explain something to you.
What? Why me?
What, Speaker Pelosi?
I've been good today.
When you came back...
I've been good.
They gave me the ability to designate and to write up. Right. Now, I just designated him sometime earlier this week. I forget, Monday or Tuesday.
You made a mistake.
That he is your supervisor.
Oh, God.
Now... I gave him the ability to write up. When he went and asked for write-up sheets that will go in your permanent file, Zito didn't understand why. Dave's a hero in the hall. I said, and that's when you heard what you thought you heard. Once I said, hey, I've designated him supervisor.
That's official.
And then he said, okay, and got him the write-up sheets.
Yeah, well, whatever. So, I'm not doing nothing wrong. So
yeah, whatever. No, you say thank you, sir. You say thank you, Dave.
I'm not talking to you, boss.
You say thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah.
No.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
That's good.
Now that is good.
That is good.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
You know what? That one day, you had the magic, and you haven't been able to do it again.
You know,
he was on something.
No, Stan. Sometimes, you know, you just can't recreate, you know, spontaneous perfection, man.
That it happens spontaneous perfection.
Yes, it happens one time. And
how did I get? I think all I said to you is, "Hey, Dave, what does the coop sound like?"
Is that what we went with?
2779600, please.
So what does the kook sound like? Okay.
I still got it.
What am I listening to?
Me?
It's time again for another of your favorite rock and roll sessions as you enjoy the Moondog Show.
Yeah! Woo! 2779600. Computer Mugs, Disturbed, SoFlow, Bush Gardens, Bams, Baba Kusaw. Gotta contribute. Be nice if you did. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Brian.
Brian, what's going on?
I just wanted to call and congratulate you, Stan.
How so?
I noticed that you pushed Dave off on Zito a little bit, and it's a smart move. Keeps you,
I'm done. I'm done. Push it off on Zito. Push it off on Junior. I can't.
Very nice work.
Can't do it. Cannot handle him anymore. I've handled him for like 18 years. I'm done.
You are the bigger man.
Thank you, pal. Can I get you something?
I'd love some Busch Garden tickets.
Hold on.
So you've handled him for 18 years. Yeah. That's long enough to raise a child. So you failed.
I did. You know what? I failed.
No, you didn't.
Sometimes, though, a parent... in this case, has to know when to...
Hashtag walk away?
Yeah.
Let go?
because what I should have done early on is put him in a facility where he could get the care he needed.
Well, that didn't work. He's been put in a facility, thought, and they didn't want him.
Twice.
I thought I could do it. 277.
See, in the facility, they look at him and go, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, man? Nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Open the doors.
Ahoy.
Hey, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had a story from yesterday when you guys were talking about your very first sporting event.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had something pretty cool happen to me when I was young.
Okay.
I was very big into basketball, and my mom actually took me to see LeBron James when he played for St. Vincent St. Mary. So that was my very first sporting event. He had 68 points that
no
game.
No kidding.
I was absolutely,
well, when he was in was that high school?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when he was in high school. I mean, I like shooting basketballs in the hoop. My dad liked taking shots of whiskey and throwing up in the toilet bowl.
Yeah, but, oh yeah, I know that kind.
But my mom took me to the game, and that was, I was absolutely floored as a kid in high school.
Yeah, so, we forget that, but they had LeBron's high school games on TV.
Yeah, that's
the Fighting Irish.
That's pretty cool. What would you like, buddy?
You got Busch Gardens tickets?
Yeah, that's the last pair. You got them. Hold on there. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Patrick Hoy.
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
All right. I also had a story about my first sporting event from yesterday. I couldn't get through.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're going to love this one. July 1979, Steve Dahl's Disco Demolition at Comiskey Park in Chicago.
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah,
you were there, huh?
I was there. That was
our,
awesome.
Our buddy, our pal, who used to be part owner of the Miracle, Mike Veck, was the one Bill Veck's son.
Yep.
Very close friends of ours, and he was the one that organized it for his dad that night in 1978. And
made history.
And he was out of Major League Baseball for decades. Came down and owned the minor league club, brought the Miracle up here from Miami, and it was probably 10 years after that, about 10 years ago, that he got a job with the Rays, and it was the first time he was allowed back into Major League Baseball since Disco Demolition.
And I bet they won't be doing Disco Demolition again.
Well, they can't. They can't. You can't. You're not allowed to have fun anymore.
Right, right. Blowing up center field, you know, that kind of
started
everything
off. Well, it was frowned upon, yeah, by your purists.
Yeah. What can I get you?
Disturbed tickets would be great.
None. Hold on.
I am so glad that Mike Veck's name came up. I ran across this completely randomly. Do you know what he's up to now?
What?
He is in business with Bill Murray.
Because Bill Murray was a part owner of the Miracle with him.
And they've got this cool place. I think it's Charleston or Savannah or something like that. I think it's Charleston. Mm-hmm. And I love the concept. They have, you picture like, the food truck deal.
Yeah.
They have one of those that's parked there as a permanent bar, okay? And depending on what day of the week it is, they can have three or four different food trucks coming in, so you can always go to this bar and have a drink, and it's always something different to eat.
Pretty cool.
It is cool.
When I was up in St. Augustine, I went to the second time I've been there, the Murray Brothers Caddy Shack. And it's owned by Bill Murray and his Brian Doyle and the other one that's not as famous, who apparently is in there all the time. But the whole place is Caddyshack stuff and Bill Murray movies, and the place is great. We're going to take a break. When we come back...
I thought that was a really cool concept.
Awesome concept.
Because you go to your favorite bar, but the food is always different.
We're going to have Dave's new segment, What's Going On? Also, Stan and Haney's opening break 22 years ago next week.
When we were going through a complete living hell.
Yep.
But you know what? We built something beautiful out of
it. We sure did, brother. We're Stan and Haney. We'll
I know
right
that's
back.
Subjective, but that's my opinion.
Thank you, bud.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. I'm going to make a game day decision right here. We were going to have Dave's segment, What's Going On, but we're going to change that because we're going to play Dave's The Price is Right.
Yes.
Woo!
Now, here's what we're going to do. I've got Junior printing up the circular either from Publix or Target and or what have you. I'm going to look at the price of an item.
Right.
I'm going to describe the item to you, and we'll see how good you are of getting the actual retail price of that item without going over.
Love it.
All right?
Now, so you must have heard what I heard from Dave.
Which is pathetic.
No, it's not.
Dave, I think you owe Southwest Florida an apology because you've been sitting on this information, man.
Yeah, yeah. I just recently got re-informed.
Reinformed?
Yeah, well, it popped up on my feed here.
You got reinformed.
And The Price is Right's in town at Barbara B. Mann today.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, man.
I know. I got to spin the big wheel when it was at the casino.
And I wanted to go down there and, you know, try to become part of the studio audience and then hopefully get called up.
Because you said you'd win.
Of course I would.
We'll try. We'll find out.
Of course I would.
I think you won't. You don't know what things cost.
I was
you have no idea what things cost.
Yes, I do.
Cost.
And I was going to ask you for the day off. But I forgot.
You got no idea.
I forgot.
Until you were reinformed.
Until I was reinformed. I was like, oh, man. So then I was outside doing The Price is Right, come on down, dance, and all that, man. We were laughing.
All right. We're gonna do that in a
second. Oh, he would dominate, man.
We're going to find out.
Nope.
Now, before we do that, because I got to get Junior to get it set up so we can do it, I'm going to play our first break ever in the afternoon.
Oh, boy.
Now, we have to set the stage about this. This only is about 2.5 minutes long.
Yeah. Bang, you didn't entirely trust me then.
No, it wasn't a question of that. It was a question of just being so uncomfortable. Let me set the stage, because I just heard it.
There was so many things swirling in the background. Personally, professionally, everything was in turmoil.
April 7th, 1997 was when we moved to afternoons here at K-Rock. For 5 years previously, we were in the morning. And at this time, the radio station had debuted Howard Stern in the morning. We were in the afternoons.
Life was good.
And we had a producer at that time who, we didn't necessarily get along with him. He only stayed with us in the afternoons for a brief period of time before he jumped ship. And we were there was an awful lot of pressure on
us. We were on our own, baby.
There was personal pressure. There was professional pressure. You guys were going to go, and we hope you fail. We're going to put you in the afternoon.
It was, to put it as simply as I can, it was a sink or swim situation.
Yep. And so I looked at the calendar. I said, wait a second. We started in April. Whatever year it was, we started in April in the afternoons. I said, we're coming up on it. Oh, April 7th, 1997. 22 years. This next week, it's going to be 22 years that we started in the afternoon. Do I have the show? Yes, I have our first afternoon show. Can I go and at least just play the first break?
I don't know that I even want to hear it. We had so much over our heads.
We made our producer to look like Howard Stern, and we put him out on the street in a 98-degree day.
Mm-hmm.
And this was our first break in the afternoon, long before Dave even got here.
I don't even think I knew Dave then.
No.
No.
This is how it went. Here's Stan and Haney.
Oh, jeez.
22 years ago.
Ah, 96K Rock. I'm Stan, this is my buddy Haney,
And this is the afternoon show.
You know what?
What?
I got to sleep late, and I feel a lot better.
Yeah. Physically.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
But I'm not any happier.
Hell no. Well, you told me that last week that...
Well, know. I was hoping that there'd be some sort of epiphany that had happened, you know, when I rolled over and right. looked at the clock and scoffed at it.
But there really wasn't.
No.
What's his deal? Radio John.
Well, Radio John has taken on a different persona today as we all have to, you know, bow down and kneel before the altar of Howard. We have our own... Radio John Stern will be making his debut because, I mean, you know, Howard is such an image. We feel like, you know, we have to be tied in with that.
Right. And so, yeah, sure. Absolutely. And we've got our own guy here to tie in with that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have a chance in hell of seeing Howard Stern in Fort Myers, but you will see Radio John Stern.
If you could see what he looks like, and you will get that opportunity very close.
When was the last time, I mean, because Katrina at the front desk actually did his hair for him today. Yeah. When was the last time there was an actual comb or brush or any sort of foreign object in your hair?
I don't remember.
Now it's all caked up with hairspray. Oh, and all he keeps saying is...
It's going to stay that way for a month now.
The only thing he keeps saying is, I want to smoke, which, you know, smoke, hairspray, fire, boof.
All right, well, should we describe what his garb is here?
Well, go ahead. But if you want to see him, you'll get your opportunity.
Yeah, he's going
to
be out and about today wearing all black. He's wearing those same denim pants that have the hole worn in the
no
crotch.
No hole on these pants.
Well, you're working on one.
Damn right.
God.
All black, big black duster. And I guess he's got himself some Howard Stern glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And his hair is all poofed out, and it's going to stay that way a long time.
Uh-huh.
And you may have to actually go out and buy some shampoo to get that out.
Aw.
But, I mean, the whole point of it is we're going to send him out, and he's going to go stand on a lot of hot asphalt with a lot of car exhaust. And no one should be wearing what he's wearing in the heat right now.
Yeah, he's going to be sweating a little bit. So you got your cell phone ready?
Sure do.
And you got your sign?
Yep.
All right, hit the road, pal. Here's Storyville, The Blind Side, 96 K-Rock.
we were playing some cool stuff then. Yeah,
that was the very first break we did in the afternoon, 22 years ago.
And it's so much different now.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yep. Mm. Doesn't sound anything like that anymore.
No.
Talking about me wanting to sleep.
All right. Yeah. All right. We ready to play Dave's The Price is Right? You know what? Yes, but that's Wheel of Fortune.
But it sounds better.
I know.
Listen to that.
I want to give
it. Can you do that, Dave?
What?
With your voice? This?
I'll give it a shot. Let me give it a shot. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
By the way, when Dave was trying to sing Disturbed.
Yeah, it was horrible. My voice is just.
Absolute Law text line. Counting El Camino, that's now two songs Dave has butchered.
Oh, come on, man. The other one's my original.
Do we want to have somebody call in who can win a prize based on him, or do we just want to do him?
I don't know that it would add anything having.
Well,
flip a coin, yeah, I don't care.
Well, see if anybody wants to play along. See if anybody wants to play. We'll do a couple of dry run throughs.
All right.
And if somebody wants to play along, they can.
But I can't believe that you didn't go to Barbara B. Mann today because you've got it all planned out as to how you'd win in your victory dance.
I had it all set and ready to go, and I didn't realize it was a Friday.
All right, Alexa, you ready to play? You ready?
Sure. All right. I'm ready, Stan.
Let's play Dave's The Price is Right. You have to be within a dollar of the price.
Without going over
to get credit. And we'll have somebody on here.
All right.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Walter.
Walter, you want to play Price is Right with Dave?
Sure.
I'm serious. I don't clown around.
No, I'm serious.
All right, Walter. All right. This is for you. If he gets the actual retail price within $1 without going over, you're going to win a prize, okay?
Sounds good.
If not, I'm hanging up, you lose. Thanks to Dave.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Dave the Waterman, come on down. Yeah. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
God, I can't believe it.
Okay.
You did good.
Stan?
All right, Dave, you ready?
Yeah.
Within a dollar and not going over of the actual retail prices is for a prize for Walter. A master luggage lock. You know, master, they have combination
locks. The little tiny lock?
Yeah, it's a...
tiny lock, not the big one.
It's a luggage lock.
Okay.
That's the kind so that the airport can open it up and but still keep it locked.
Yeah, do they still make those? Because they don't want them on your luggage anymore.
Yeah, I got it right here. A master luggage lock. These are current prices. Dave, what is the price of a master luggage lock? Be within a dollar without going over.
$4.99.
That is incorrect. Sorry, Walter. not even close.
Well, what's the actual retail price?
But he didn't
price?
Go over.
No, but I said within a dollar and without going over.
Well, what was the actual retail price?
$8.49.
Damn.
$8.49.
Stuff's gone up.
Within a dollar. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Linda.
Linda, would you like to win a prize thanks to Dave the Waterman?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right, Linda.
This has got to be within a dollar without going over so Linda could win a prize.
Right.
Small bottle of Nesquik chocolate milk. Small bottle of Nesquik chocolate milk within a dollar range without going over.
$2.99.
Sorry.
What?
Sorry.
Come on, man.
Maybe you should let the callers.
Yeah, let them try.
$1.69. You said $2.99.
You went over.
What do you want me to do with the one who's closest to the actual?
No, maybe retailer? Let the caller answer too.
All right, and then one who's closer.
Yeah.
All right. We'll try that one. We'll try it that way. Ahoy! Who's this?
Steve.
What's your first name?
Christy.
You want to play Christy?
I do.
All right. The one who's closest without going over. We'll throw the dollar range out. One who's closest without going over will get the... and if you are the one, Christy, you'll get a prize.
Okay.
All right. Dave, okay. Christy, 2-liter bottle of Minute Maid Fruit Punch. A 2-liter bottle of Minute Maid Fruit Punch. Hold on, Christy. Let's Dave answer first. One who's closest without going over. Dave, a 2-liter bottle of Minute Maid Fruit Punch.
89 cents.
89 cents. Christy?
Yes.
What's your price?
$1.99.
Dave gets it. Sorry, Christy. And the only reason is she went over. She was closer, but she went over. The actual $1.89. For Minute Maid.
Over by a dime.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You ready to go and get the right price?
I'm going to try like heck.
You shop for the family, Tammy?
Oh, my God, all the time.
All right. Going to let Dave go first.
We got a ringer here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Going to let Dave go first. Then you're going to go second. One who's closest to the actual retail price without going over will win.
Okay.
Dave. Solo clear plastic cups, 40 count.
40 count.
How much without going
over? How many
over?
Ounces?
Just says a 40 count.
They're typically, I think, 16. So
yeah. So the solo cups.
40 count, $4.99.
$4.99. And Tammy?
I'm going to say $6.50.
Both of you went over. Sorry,
damn.
Tammy. You, Dave, not by much. Solo clear plastic cups, $4.29.
I know that range, man. I know my solos.
Oh, yeah, man.
Let's try it again.
You should have gone on the show, man.
I know. I live with those.
What are you talking about? He hasn't won yet.
Well, you're not talking about exercise bikes. It's all food items.
No, he had his whole set made up in his mind. There were a set of two exercise bikes.
Yeah.
And how much was it?
$750.
Do you know that that's right?
No.
Doesn't matter. Ahoy, who's this?
Chad.
Chad, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Dave.
Yeah. Come on.
We'll do this one. A big 64-ounce jar of Skippy peanut butter. Ooh. 64-ounce jar of Skippy peanut butter. Dave?
$7.99.
And what's your name, buddy?
Chad.
Chad, what do you think?
$6.50.
Dave wins. He missed it. It was only off by a dollar. $8.99.
I knew it was like $7 or $8.99.
Yeah. Yeah, you were very, very good. $8.99. You said $7.99.
Hit me.
You were closest.
Boy, they think an awful lot of their peanut butter.
Yeah.
Let's see who. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Nope, then you're not going to play. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Steve from Maple.
Keith?
Steve.
Steve.
Steve. Hi, Steve.
How you doing?
All right, ready? Are you ready for yours, Steve?
Yeah.
All right. Let Dave answer first, then we'll let you go second. It doesn't have the size of this. I'll ask anyway. I guess it's a normal size.
We'll pick something else then.
Dave, a CoverGirl compact. A CoverGirl compact.
$12.99.
And what do you say, Steve?
I'm going to go like $7.99.
What is that? Like the pancake?
Yeah, the pancake.
Okay.
And see, in a situation like that, Steve, you should have said $1! $1! Because both of you
and the
are
audience
over.
Would clap for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, both of you over.
What was the actual retail price, Dan?
Actual retail price was $6.29.
Damn.
Okay, let's do one more.
Give me a big item, man.
Like right,
a
like
what about two exercise
yeah,
bikes?
Man,
why can't you
bench.
Give him that? That's his specialty.
Find on there
come on.
Two exercise bikes, put it up on the big
something.
Screen, you turn away.
Diamonds
don't
or something.
Don't you look at the
okay,
screen.
Okay, I'm turning.
Find
and
me.
And if you're on the Price is
man.
Right, it's not diamonds, it's diamonds.
Oh yeah, yeah, zirconia. Something, man.
No reflection.
I don't see
no. No, you have to pronounce it diamonds.
Diamonds.
Diamonds. Yeah, I got you.
Give me from a Best Buy, from a home.
Two exercise bikes.
Two of them, Junior.
Like a two-pack of exercise bikes.
Don't you dare boss me around, Dave.
Yeah, don't boss him around.
You know the hierarchy here.
Yeah. And then you add bitch to that.
You
he happens
bitch.
To be the second most popular employee this week.
Thank you, Haney.
It was made up.
Mm. Are you serious?
There's no such thing as an employee of the week.
What the hell? I never heard of that either.
Wait a second. Does Melvin know that?
Yeah, right.
Because he goes around bragging about it all the time that he's the employee.
I know.
Oh, okay.
What the hell's going on?
He's a little bitch. Okay, you get me a couple
right?
of exercise bikes? Well, I need to know the price.
Well, I got
what
the price
else is
right
on
here.
The list?
Well, then put it on a piece of paper or put it on the screen for me. For Pete's sake. Okay, that's for two?
That's for two of them.
Okay.
Seems not right.
Yeah, well, for that brand, I think it's just fine. That because that's
what
not,
brand are they?
That's not a top notch.
No, that's not an exercise bike.
What is
that's
that?
It's like an Xterra fitness folding bike.
What the?
That's not an exercise.
That's
bike.
Still like a.
That is an exercise bike.
We're talking stationary.
We're going with that.
All right.
We're going. It is a stationary. It's got pedals and everything.
Okay,
on it.
So it doesn't
show
go.
Show me the price again, so that I know, so I can write it down.
I can't see.
All right, hold on. Okay. Closest to the actual retail price without
and that's for
going
two
over.
Of them.
What brand?
That's for two,
that's for
yeah.
two of them. Yeah, tell. Oh, let me get a participant on here first. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Neil.
Neil? All right, here's the deal. We have two exercise bikes. They are what, Junior? What's the...
It's an Xterra Fitness FB150 folding bike.
All company right. is Xterra?
Xterra. A folding bike for two of them. Two right. of them.
Because that's what you wanted, right?
Yep.
Two exercise
two
bikes.
Two exercise
right.
bikes. The Xterra. Folding exercise. So it's comfortable. It's useful even in an apartment.
Yeah. Slide them under the bed.
Dave, what's your price for two of those?
Dave, you can look now at the picture if you want.
No,
yeah,
no.
You can look.
You're allowed to look at the picture.
Yeah, look at it now so you can get a good judgment.
The look at that
Xterra,
bad boy.
Xterra what?
An Xterra Fitness FB150 folding bike.
Okay. All right. Xterra.
Yep, and we need, for the two of them, Dave.
Two of them?
Yeah.
$849.
What's your name, buddy?
Neil.
Neil, what do you think? $1.
Dude.
$800.
Well, I just said...
$1.
Say $1. No. Both of you are way off.
Really?
Sorry, Neil. Both of you are way off.
Yeah, this ain't right, man.
Not right, because people are proud of exercise equipment.
You said $800 for two of them.
Exercise equipment's expensive.
Would you pay that much for two of those?
No way, man, but that's what they charge for them. Dude,
No, that's not what they charge for.
No, this must be
way off.
Junk.
You're way off. It is.
All right, give me something else. One more.
No, I can't. I'm out of time.
You don't even want to know what the price was?
Yeah, what is the actual retail price?
For two of them.
Yeah.
Two of them. Yeah. Delivered to your door.
Right.
$232.18. Yep.
What junk?
Boy, you're sharp as a tack.
Now, hold on.
It's not brand name, bro.
I know we got to take the break, but Stan, I don't think you've seen Dave's Price is Right victory dance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Did I win?
If you win, you do what?
Did I win?
Yeah, you win. You're the big winner.
Tell me I won. Go. You're the big winner.
You're the big winner.
You're the big winner.
Woo! See my feet, man? Look at that. See? I'm impressive, isn't it?
We wrote the book on funny, but unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. We'll get you updated on traffic for your drive home, your first look. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. But I also want to remind you, tomorrow, you can... meet and greet Zito, one of his last public appearances, going to be tomorrow from 1 to 3 at the Sprint store at the Gulf Coast Town Center.
How long is he here for?
Well, he's here for a few more weeks, but he's off next week.
Oh, okay. But he'll be back.
I think. Maybe. He should be. See, in the radio business, now I don't think that this company would do this to Zito, but they would tell you, well, let's plan on two more weeks and, you know, and then after you finish a week, they say, let's make that your last show. That's what they'll do when you still actually have a week to go. So you don't know. Zito is going to be tomorrow, 1 to 3, at the Sprint store at the Gulf Coast Town Center. Great deals on wireless services and devices. Plus, you can register to win a couple of tickets aboard the Key West Express. So that'll be coming up as well. Let's get you updated on traffic. And on Friday, there's only one guy that can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, junior subordinate.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Not cool, man.
It's the truth. It's the truth,
not
bro.
Cool.
Dave, do the traffic.
All right.
Just do it.
What did he say?
He told you to do the traffic and do as you're told.
I said do the traffic, you little bitch.
Yep. You have to change them.
Let me tell you.
Don't backtalk me.
That's what I'm saying. I can't backtalk the boss now. This is not cool.
Yeah, or you use the crutch.
Why can't I give the guy some lip, man?
Because he's your boss.
Not cool. All right. Let's see. Lehigh Acres crash. Griffin Drive and State Road 82. Be on the lookout for that there. Also in Lehigh, crash. Durland Avenue in Lehigh. We got two in Fort Myers. First one's on College Parkway. Crash right in front of the Pet Supermarket. And the other one's a hit and run in Health Park Drive. That'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
By the way, once we're all done with this, we'll get another qualifier for the Stan and Haney custom golf cart. Get yourself qualified for a golf ball. You got to just wait till you hear Dave and I in a structured promo arguing. Because it could happen at any time for real, but that doesn't count. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, before we go into the break, you're going to get an opportunity to get qualified. Ninth caller when you hear it. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman. He is the news, Mark Haney. What's coming up? Well, he's about ready to tell you because he's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
You know, for years, the Stan and Haney show has opted out of April Fool's shenanigans.
We sure have. Don't like them.
And we are leading the way. Microsoft has banned April Fool's pranks this year. Why?
Why?
Because nothing good can come of it.
No, and can you imagine in this climate you pull an April Fool's joke, which is a practical joke. Somebody is going to be offended. Somebody is going to take it the wrong way, and somebody loses their job, loses a friendship, loses something because you wanted to pull an April Fool's joke. Oh, that was good a few years ago, and even when we were, not anymore. Be careful pulling an April Fool's joke this year.
Well said, Stan.
Thank you, Haney. Thank you.
You know, as a matter of fact... I think that that monologue is going to go down in history.
Thank you.
And we're all lucky to have you here.
Thank you. Wish everybody thought that.
But they don't.
Nope, they don't.
And they just hope I don't notice.
Yep. Just a total lack of respect.
Someone is suing TGI Fridays. Why?
Why?
They're upset that their potato skins contain no potato skins.
I gotta think about that one.
A 37-year-old man in Kyle, Texas, has seen one too many Mission Impossible movies. He tried to cut a hole in the roof of the Target so he could slide down like Tom Cruise.
Smooth. Smooth.
Police in British Columbia involved in a tense armed standoff outside of a home on Saturday. Bet you can imagine their surprise when Batman showed up and offered to help. And finally... which way is it that Junior swipes on everything?
Swipes right.
On right, baby.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a Tinder story today. An 82-year-old gal on Tinder would like you to know she's never met a man who doesn't want to blank her.
Yep. She's quite a looker.
Yeah. Doesn't look a day over 75.
Nope.
Stories. And much, much more. Unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Even a day like today, laughter is very important. Four o'clock fluffer brought to you by
Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
My subordinate.
You know what? Sorry about that, folks. My millennial boss is upset that he can't wear his onesie to work.
Why'd you just Haney. Break the cycle?
Yeah, why? You broke
because,
the cycle.
Man, I can't take it. He keeps calling me that. I'm going to have to say something.
It is what it is. At the end of the day...
Well, let me tell you.
Can we do it again?
Best practices, Stan. Yes. Best practices.
Yes, best pre... Mark?
Stan?
Mark? What are you doing?
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Little bitch employee.
I'm wanting a pain.
Just, there pain. We go. Just do as you're told.
Not cool, man.
Must let me tell you.
You tell me.
Oh, man.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Yeah, you get a kick out of that.
Hey,
let me tell you.
I'm not the one doing it. All right? I'm just observing here.
Yeah, yeah.
This is beautiful.
I got to tell you. It's not cool, man.
How did this happen? I'll never know.
Well, you kind of do.
Yeah, you kind of do.
Yeah, I do.
Take a look. take a look over the last 45.
Folks, the 2019 Major League Baseball season is underway.
Yeah.
Not good news for everybody, though. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
signs your favorite team is going to suck.
Top signs your favorite team is going to suck.
Their name rhymes with the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
They don't bother having a seventh inning stretch because all the fans are gone by then. The catcher has to be helped up at the end of every inning.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher. They stand for the national anthem, but kneel the rest of the game. Yeah. When they give the paid attendance for home games, what it really means is everyone in attendance was paid.
Literally.
Sounds like a damn Marlins game.
Mm-hmm. Paid crowd of
500. Oh, there's the McMahon woman.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, she's quit, didn't she?
Did she quit?
I think so. Most of the players run very slowly due to their bulky electronic ankle bracelets.
Bunch of bitches.
Half the team was in AAA last year. The other half was in AA.
That's somebody really messed up.
Mm. Yeah, use that to scare kids straight.
Yeah, yeah. Don't wind up like this.
No. And finally, the very top sign, your team is going to suck.
Yes.
Jussie Smollett says they're the best.
Yeah. Bye, Felicia.
That, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
A lot of people wanted to answer our question of the week about the music that they listened to as a teen. I don't even want to ask Dave. What did you listen to as a teen?
Oh, man. Black Flag, Suicidal Tendencies, yeah, Megadeth.
Right on. This is from Steve.
Ahoy, what about AC/DC,
yeah,
man?
Oh, yeah. AC/DC, yeah. Nazareth.
Mm. Priest.
Golden Earring, yeah. Priest, Iron Maiden.
Jeez. Ahoy, gentlemen. I grew up a few years after you guys. I just turned 50 this year. I have older brothers that were into music, and music seemed to be played more than the TV at that point in time. I was interested to see how music went from the 70s all the way into the 80s. As a 15-year-old back in 1984, my top three likely things on the turntable, Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, and a young Metallica. Stan also mentioned the first record he bought with his own money, a Beatles record. Mine was Rush, Hemispheres. Still a great record with an amazing side too. Thank you for making my rides home more enjoyable nightly. Signed, Steve. Oh. Scatter. That's what we all call them.
That's what you call them.
That's what you call them. When I was...
Well, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah.
When I was a certain age, you would have found one CD in my player. Cannibal Corpse.
Nice.
One of those kooks.
Actually, I got Cannibal Corpse in my CD player right now.
Are they the ones that dress up like Vikings?
No. That's Amon Amarth.
He's got some lyric from them. Silent Days, Sleepless Nights, Ghosts of the City Come Out to Fright, Kill the Loons Who Fake the Lines, Chew the Bones of Feet and Spine.
Yeah, that's the singer, Corpse Grinder.
Oh, that's so cool.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Cool. Rock on.
It's just noise.
Jack. Budgie, Lone Star, Judas Priest, cassette or 8-track, didn't matter.
Unleashed in the East.
Robert, Allman Brothers, Bad Company, even Free, Led Zeppelin, Santana. Thomas, on my cassette would be The Dead, The Who, The Stones, The Doors. What I miss is the Stones' Exile on Main Street. Haven't heard that in a long time. La la la. This is off the subject. This is from Alex. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I was coming home, heading north on I-75. Got off on the Bayshore exit, stopped next to a lady in a minivan that had been flying up the interstate at 80 miles an hour, and we were at the stoplight together on Bayshore. I look over at her, and she's tearing into a styrofoam container full of spaghetti. She looked like Vito Corleone over there, rolling the spaghetti onto a fork and everything like a true professional. Now that's driving in comfort and style. Signed, Alex.
Oh, sexy girlfriend.
P.S. Dave is a huge horse's ass.
Well, let me tell you.
They're just jealous.
Ronald, our buddy from Grand Rapids, just wanted to, he saw the Trump rally. Said, let you know.
Oh, man. He was on fire.
The crowds are absolutely huge, and I mean huge, for the Trump rally.
Look at this guy.
You know what I love? And it's sticking. He purposely says the full word BS when it comes to the Russia stuff.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
It's brilliant.
By the way, Chicken Man wanted to say AC/DC, Def Leppard, Van Halen, Judas Priest. When with the ladies, Journey, INXS, and REO Speedwagon.
Yeah.
All right.
Chicken Man's got it right.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I listen to just about anything that's out there. That's just the way it was. If it was good, we played it in my house. Here's a story about JFK. Okay. All right.
In other news.
Yeah. In 1948, he was running for Senate, but most people didn't like him because he came from money. To combat that attitude, he joined the Knights of Columbus. They told him he was going to lead a parade. What he didn't know is he had to lead a goat through the parade route. Well, by doing so, he became a laughingstock. The goat did all kinds of antics. But somehow, people started liking and supporting him. They felt if this man was willing to be laughed at, that somehow it made him seem more down to earth. Funny what people will do to get elected. And as we know, the rest is history. You guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
Well, Stan, as you know, if JFK was with us today, he would be horrible racist,
yep.
White nationalist.
Yep, it's true. It's true.
Hi, I'm Carol.
I was JFK's other mistress.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Normally would be a time of when we'd have Dave do traffic. There are no new updates. Now, I'm sure there's an accident out there, a crash somewhere, but it's not on our chart. Oh, hold on. I believe Junior says one just popped up on the board.
Palm Beach Boulevard and Ortiz Avenue in Fort Myers, there's a crash.
Thank you. Thank you. We just got somebody qualified again for a golf ball. If you're wondering what the hell are we doing, well, then you haven't been paying attention, because somebody, some lucky somebody, and it's not Haney and I, and it should be, are going to win a customized Stan and Haney golf cart. It's unbelievable. It's from Carts MD in Fort Myers, and we're qualifying people. When you hear the recorded Stan and Dave arguing, ninth caller will get themselves qualified for the golf cart with a golf ball. That golf ball will have a number on it. Then on April 6th, 5 p.m., we must all be present. We're going to meet at Duffy's Sports Grill at Stony Brook Golf Club in Estero. And you're going to have your golf balls. You know, you'll know what your golf ball number is. And then you're going to hear the sound of a chopper, a real-life helicopter, hover over the green at Stony Brook and drop all of those golf balls out. The golf ball that is closest to the hole, closest to that pin, will win the customized Stan and Haney golf cart. Keep listening for your chance to qualify. It's nice. We have it online. You can look. Yeah, you got something you want to add?
No.
What? Then leave me alone.
I wasn't bothering you.
Let's go to the phones. Ahoy.
Stan?
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Hey Stan. This is Billy.
Hey Billy.
I talked to you before.
Yeah. I remember you, Billy. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay.
You sound a little down today, pal.
I don't know. I hate my dad.
Well, you're at that age where we all hate our dads, and some of
that's
them.
That's why
I'm 57. I hate my dad.
That's why I love it when Dave's on, because he loves metal music, and I love metal music because it really makes him mad.
Yeah, and he's old enough to be your dad.
That's weird, because I think of him like being my friend.
Yeah, but he's like double your age, triple your age.
I thought he was like 21.
He's going to be 45 this year.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. What can I do you for, Billy?
Well, is Dave there?
Yeah.
Absolutely. How you doing, Billy?
Hey, Dave.
What's up, bro?
That was you should be on Price is Right.
Yeah, I know, man. It's a big deal today. They're having it down at the Barber B Man.
Yeah, and he's good at that. Wasn't he good at that, Billy?
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah, you're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at guessing stuff.
And I'm a big fan. I love it when you're on the show.
Appreciate it.
And it's I hope you don't think I'm some kind of kook.
No.
But would you mind buying me and my bud some beer?
Ooh.
Gonna buy beer for a minor day?
Billy, you're calling a 100,000-watt radio station asking me to buy you beer. Well, not cool, about, bro.
What about some weed or blow?
Whoa! Dude, you got to be on the down low about that sort of stuff. Billy, I don't even know. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Oh, jeez.
And I thought it was really cool when you yelled out, I'll show you meth.
Yeah, when he was smashing
stuff.
Yeah,
that was funny,
Yeah, that's a good example
just,
he set.
Just a little comedy bit.
You know something, Billy? He came in second place for Employee of the Week.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, until I found out that it's all made up.
Yeah, I found out the same thing when they named me Student of the Week. It was just to make me feel better.
Yeah, you're having problems. I hear you're having problems with your dad, man. Not cool, bro.
I hate my dad.
Dude.
He doesn't understand metal.
No, man, they never do, man. Parents don't understand it. It's just
turn that racket down.
Of course, man. Of course. They just scream and yell. What are you jamming out to? I'm listening to, Megadeth, Pops.
See, it's hard, Billy, for Dave to understand that because he's never been a parent.
No, man.
No, but he knows what it's like to have a dad that doesn't get it.
Oh, absolutely, man. Look, Billy, I get to this day, I get told how to turn on a water faucet. You know? Don't use your hand, son. Use the elbow.
Yeah. And
he's
45.
Well,
he still lives at home like you, though, Billy.
Absolutely, man. I love it there.
So,
Billy, what can I do you for here? What's going on?
So,
Billy,
is it yes or no on the beer?
Oh.
Billy, you need to go here. Here, I'm going to set you up here, Billy. You got a little corner store around by your house?
Yeah.
Loiter for a little while and just throw it out to everybody that walks by.
They're going to call the cops on them, Dave.
Then you take on your bike,
Jeez,
Billy. You pedal
Dave.
Off on your bike, Billy. You go to the next store and you try it all over again. You will succeed.
It's called a Hey Mister.
All right.
Yeah, it's a Hey Mister.
Hey Mister?
Yeah, you'll succeed, Billy. But you didn't hear that from me.
How does he get blow then?
How does Hey Mister work?
Yeah, how's it work? How's it go?
First off, how much money you got?
I don't know. I guess I could rip my parents off for maybe 10 or 20.
All right, good. 20's good. 20's real good. 20's real good because you gotta pad the guy's pockets with a little extra.
Teaching a kid how to be a juvenile delinquent.
All right.
You'd think you'd try to talk him out of this, be responsible so he doesn't get in trouble. You know his
dude,
dad is going to crack him in the head.
Look, Billy wants to listen to a little metal and have a couple of cold ones. What's wrong with that?
He's 12!
Billy, I started when I was like 13. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, I think I know what you're talking about with this Hey Mister stuff.
Yeah.
But the only time I've ever seen that work is when you got a hot chick in your crew.
Well, you don't have any women that can, chill with you?
Well.
Come on, Billy. You're still not hurting for a chick, are you?
No, it's like the chicken or the egg thing. When you got beer, you can get chicks.
That is true. You got smokes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even card me for that because I got like the beginning of a mustache.
Beautiful.
Kind of like Junior.
But yeah, Billy, take that 20. Get you a nice, I don't know, they sell 4-packs nowadays. You can get a really good beer for $3.49, Billy.
What about weed or blow?
What part of the neighborhood?
I mean, I don't want to do crack or anything.
No, you don't want that.
What will happen if you, what happen if you did crack, Dave?
No, you don't want it, Stan. You don't want that, Stan. Billy doesn't need to be on that train right now.
He was asking about meth, too.
I know. No, he doesn't need to be on that train either, Stan. All right, Billy, where do you live at, man? Just give me a general idea where
What
at.
Are you doing?
Because I'm going to find...
You're on the radio telling him where you're going to meet up so you can give him...
I'm going to get the guy some directions in life, Stan. Billy, where do you live?
Like directions on how to get weed and blow?
You didn't hear it from me. Where do you live?
Naples Park.
Can you get down there, Dave?
Let me think.
Get down there in Naples?
Yeah, well...
But, I mean, I can get anywhere. I got buds all over the place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, what are you doing, man? Hook up with your buds.
Well, who's going to be the adult in this thing,
What are you
Dave?
Talking about, man?
Who's going to be the adult in this thing?
Look, the kid needs to learn a little bit, man. Maybe he'll puke one good time and not want to drink again.
You think he's not done it before?
I don't know. Billy, have you, partaken in a couple cold
Listen
ones?
Listen to him. He's got a lighter right now.
I'm asking if he's drinking. Oh, he smokes. Billy, you like smoking too, right?
Yeah.
Damn right. And nothing wrong with that. You're not an athlete or nothing. You're not an athlete or nothing for school.
I've had beer before.
Yeah.
But my bud told me that it didn't count because the only beer I've ever been able to get is Mick Ultra because my bitch mom drinks it because she thinks it'll make her skinny.
Yeah, that's wuss beer, man. You don't want none of that, man. You don't want none of that. You know what I drink, Billy? You know what I drink, Billy?
What do you drink?
Why don't you just give him some of yours?
I drink natural ice, buddy. $3.49 for a 4-pack of tall boys,
Why
buddy.
Don't you go and let him so that he's not jeopardizing being picked up by the cops? Why don't you go and get him some of the beer you want?
Sorry, Stan. I can't do that, Billy.
But yet you're telling him what to do, the hey, mister thing.
Billy.
That could also get him felt up.
All right. You're down in Naples. I'm about 25 minutes north of you. You got a 20. Can you call the office line, Billy?
I can't believe this.
I could, yeah.
Right on, Brian. We'll set you up with something, man. We'll make sure you have a successful weekend. How about that?
Yeah, because if I can get the beer, I'm pretty sure I could get laid this weekend.
Yeah, good deal. Think you can get 40 from your mom and dad?
He'd have to steal it. You'd have to steal it.
Well, they're dumb enough to leave their wallets and purses laying around.
I'm telling you, man. Stupid people, man.
Dude, you're the best. Hey, listen.
Don't worry, Billy. We'll take care of you, buddy.
Yeah. And I wanted to ask you something, but you probably think it's stupid.
What you got?
Is it true that if a girl's not on her period, that she can't get pregnant?
Say that again, Billy. I want to hear that from you again.
No, you got no problem bringing that up at bike night. Guy, what was that, Billy?
What?
Well, I heard, like, if a girl's not on her period, she can't get pregnant.
No, Billy. Come on, man. You know what? Here's what we're going to have to do. You need some girl lessons.
Why don't you answer him?
Because he needs... No,
Tell him the right way. So what's the deal?
When she's on her period, Billy, she can't get pregnant. When she's off her period, Billy, she can get pregnant. We need to settle this over a couple of cold ones, Billy. What do you think?
But where do babies come from?
Oh, Jesus, Billy, man. You know, you're really pushing it today. We need to have some cold beers, man.
He's
we can sit 12. Back.
He's asking where babies come from.
Billy, from the vagine, Billy. Do you know what that is?
No, I mean, I know that what happens, but it doesn't make any sense.
Billy.
How does it work?
All right, Billy, I don't know. You got internet, don't you, Billy? Billy, you got
Dave,
internet?
I know.
Go to YouPorn, Billy.
I know.
That'll teach you everything.
You dumbass. What I'm saying is I know they get pregnant from you banging them.
Yeah.
But how does it turn into a baby? It just looks like goop.
Oh, the sperm inseminates the egg, Billy, and then a baby starts developing.
But how?
I don't know how, man. It just does.
You don't know where babies come from?
The vagine, Billy. Go to YouPorn. Get some beer.
He wants to know how they're made.
I thought
by having intercourse, Billy. When a woman and a man get together.
I know that.
You idiot. Call him a name, Billy.
No, Billy.
Billy, call him a little bitch.
Sorry about that, Billy. My producer, you know.
Your boss.
My producer is not masculine enough, so he has to use the word bitch to make himself feel like a man.
I'm not your producer, bitch.
You hear
Where
that,
do
Billy?
Babies come from?
The vagina, Billy. They percolate in the belly.
That doesn't make sense.
What?
Just because you bang a girl, how does it turn into a person?
It takes 9 months to develop, Billy.
And what happens?
A baby grows, Billy. Sperm hits the eggs. Sperm inseminates the eggs. The eggs develop a boy, girl, twins, I don't know.
But you just say develop. It doesn't mean anything. Where do they come from?
You're tripping me out, Billy.
You don't know, do you? You don't know where babies come from.
No, I don't, Billy. You're killing me, man. You need some beer, bro. You need to calm down.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Rob Show at 6. Somebody is absolutely off the rails with Dave after talking to little Billy. Off the rails.
You don't say.
I'm going to read his multi-page text. Now, keep in mind there, evidently he was doing voice to text, so there's
so you may
errors.
Have to interpret?
Yeah, because it mentions Stan and Haney, and it was translated into Standing Hay.
All right, so you got to figure out some stuff here.
Bear with me.
Would you like a little background music
sure,
while you do that?
Absolutely. This, boy, this listener, and I couldn't agree with you more. Guys, please tell me you're doing a skit with this phone call, because I can't believe that this is a real caller. If Dave is really that ignorant and hard-headed to not think that doing what he's doing right now about getting a minor alcohol and illegal substances won't have any kind of repercussions towards his job or legal matters really confirms how stupid Dave really is. As he sits here and says stupid things to people over the radio like he's looking down upon them, shaking his head as he's partaking, and this kind of conversation live on the air, he's going to sit there and wonder why he gets fired from radio stations consistently. Or why he can't even hold down a job for more than a month. Why nobody will hire him. Dave, you are effing kidding me. It's a surprise, because if he really is that dumb to seriously be doing this right now, live on the air, and this is legit, it won't surprise me why he doesn't understand he can't hold down a job.
This is still the same guy?
Yeah. I tell you the truth. I love your show, Stan and Haney. I really do. It's why I look forward to it every day. Rob and, hell, even Zito. But I'll tell you, on Friday, I really hate listening to it because Dave and his stupidity and just how he talks and replies to that you guys say to him just annoys the crap out of me. I can't stand how dumb and stupid he sounds. And he tries to sound cool like he's a rocker, a stoner dude, when he doesn't even know metal. Megadeth, Slayer, really? Going to call that, man? That's old crap. That's not even metal. Parkway Drive, August Burns, Red Trivium, Wage War. That's metal. Slayer is trash. Totally different genre of hard rock. Say Megadeth and Slayer is true metal is like saying Five Finger Death Punch is metalcore. Wow. And I couldn't agree with you more, Texter. I couldn't agree with you more. Cannot believe I tried stopping him. When he's talking to a 12-year-old kid. 12-year-old. And you're, where are you going to meet
Stan,
me? Yeah?
Stan, the kid's got to learn a lesson, man.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. And you openly on the air telling him how to get up. And then you're brilliant about where babies come from, Dave.
Yeah, I know. Don't worry about that.
You're brilliant. He's seen the porn. He's seen, you know.
Well, then he knows.
He's seen a guy and a girl doing the beast with two backs.
Well, he knows.
But he wants to know how a baby's made. Hmm.
Seems like he knows the beginning and the end of it, but he doesn't know what goes on in the middle.
Well, just
I guess the best way, what he was trying to say, the biology of it.
Oh, I don't know all that. It just incubates.
You don't know all that. Damn right.
So you don't know where babies come from.
It just, whatever.
Figures.
Shut up.
Let's see if he can do some traffic.
That was a great text, man.
He was honest.
What? Honest that Dave doesn't know metal?
Yep. That you don't know metal, bro.
You're not going to let that stand. No,
you didn't even mention Trivium,
dude. That is not metal, man.
Now, K-Rock.
That's
traffic.
Gay rock. All right, all right, all right, boys. Almost quit time. Woo! All right, let's start in, see here. I don't even know where this is at. Tarpon Bay Road and West Gulf Drive. Oh, in Sanibel, we got a crash.
Jeez.
Fort Myers crash, San Carlos Boulevard and Kelly Drive.
Guy is right on
and
so many
And then in
levels.
Fort Myers, we have a crash in the 10,000 block of Shepherd Street, right in front of the reef. That'll be traffic. Another update, 30 minutes. Stan, you don't
Thank
know metal.
You. I never said I know metal. I've never was a metal guy. You depend on things like that for you.
Damn right you do.
Evidently not not up to his standards.
This guy's not even
Mark Haney and the news. No, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the evening news with Bob Schieffer, Nelson Benton, Robert Pierpoint, Jed Duval, Bob Simon in Belfast, John Lawrence at Bantry Bay Island, Bob Dyke in London, Terry Drinkwater in San Clemente, California, and Christopher Wallace in Springfield, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Hello.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Hello.
I hear
Hello.
What did you do?
I was muting the mic just
good.
To mess with you.
Jeez. I don't need any more today.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
This is the news for today, Friday, March 29th.
MMXIX.
I'm telling you like it is. I'm Mark. Any time now for things you didn't know.
This text. If that longtime listener says he doesn't know if this is a bit or not, he's dumber than Dave.
Things you didn't know.
Yuck.
Stan, if I offer you a bourbon, you know what I'm offering you.
Yeah, sure.
But where does it come from? Where did that name come from?
I think, I don't know. Is because bourbon's from Kentucky. But bourbon.
So you immediately think Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Well, good call. Bourbon is named after Bourbon County, Kentucky.
All right. I didn't know there was a Bourbon County, Kentucky, but now it makes perfect sense.
And 95% of all bourbon is still made in Kentucky today. Having said that, not a drop is made in Bourbon County.
What? Okay. Maybe it's a dry county now.
Yeah.
Too many bootlegging.
Some of you will know this. You and I, we've had many different jobs over the years. Well, I guess we've really had one job for about 30 years. But prior to that, we had many different jobs.
A lot of jobs.
And you'd get paid in different ways. You could be paid weekly, you could be paid every 2 weeks, or bi-monthly, bi-weekly.
Yeah.
And when they get into that, they can trick you.
That's what it's about. In the old days when Ma and Pa used to work, they used to get paid once a week on Friday.
Now, if somebody says that you're going to be paid bi-weekly.
Yeah.
You legitimately, unless you clarify it, don't know what they mean.
I would assume the way I would, it's every 2 weeks.
Well, it could mean that.
Huh?
Or it could mean you're getting paid twice a week. Biweekly, by definition, both of those are true. Perfectly acceptable usage. And boy, wouldn't it be nice to be paid twice a week.
It would sure be nice.
I remember working for one company where I got paid just twice a month, no matter what.
Right.
And another company that paid me every week. And it seemed like I had a lot more money when I was being paid every week.
Yeah, even when we worked over on the other coast, on the Space Coast, all those years ago, we were paid every 2 weeks. But the way the months would work out, sometimes you'd get an extra third paycheck in the month.
Mm-hmm. Versus you get paid twice a month.
Right.
No matter how many days.
Yep. By the way, Dave's right for once, says this texter. All those bands that that dude listed are for the gays.
You see, Dave always has somebody to back him
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. That's the way his life has been.
Folks, Monday is April Fool's Day. And we have opted out of April Fool's for many years now.
Years and years.
I think when April Fool's jumped the shark was when you invited listeners over in Melbourne to join you on the Mayflower in Melbourne Harbor.
Yep. Our radio station was on a nice little harbor.
Oh, it was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was picturesque. Here is
great party spot.
Legendary old radio building from the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right at the harbor next to the Indian River. And then you go on the other side of the Indian River, you're on the beach side, and then the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful harbor.
We were waterfront.
Waterfront. It was prime. And Thanksgiving was coming. And we said, come on down to the harbor. The Mayflower will be here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be
you can tour the Mayflower at Melbourne Harbor.
And it would be at Melbourne Harbor. We're going to be doing our show live down there.
From the Mayflower.
The Mayflower moving van. They had a big Mack truck, Mayflower movers. And I'm telling you, grandparents were bringing their grandchildren to take a walk through the Mayflower.
Everybody had a camera around their neck.
And it was a Mack truck.
And once that was done, I think it affected you like it did me. And that's enough.
That is enough.
Because, no more.
Because I'm telling you, the Orlando TV stations were down there that morning, too. What the? Yeah, he told you, Mayflower down here by the harbor.
And what you learn from things like that is it doesn't generate goodwill.
It does not.
People were not amused.
We paid a hard price for that.
Yeah. You see, you'd think people would get a chuckle. No.
I did feel bad when the grandmother was bringing the kids.
Yep, you know, and entire school classes coming through to tour the Mayflower.
Little kid, barely seven, walking around with it, waving a flag.
Yep, here, let's lower the ramp. Come on up. You can board the Mayflower. And everybody was just livid.
Yep.
So Monday is April Fool's Day, the anniversary of the Mayflower. And we are not alone in opting out of that. Microsoft has announced a ban on anyone in the company, anybody that works for them, pulling any April Fool's prank this year. Why?
Politically incorrect?
Well, they've determined nothing good comes from it.
Yeah, a lot of hurt feelings, practical jokes, shaming, embarrassment, no longer acceptable.
Yep. I'll give it to you in corporate speak from their chief of marketing.
Okay.
Data tells us these stunts have limited positive impact and can actually result in unwanted news cycles. We have more to lose than gain by attempting to be funny on this one day. A few April Fool's days ago, Google added a GIF of a minion dropping the mic to everyone's Gmail, and it backfired spectacularly. Several people lost their jobs.
Yep. Just not right. Now, let's say, Junior, you ever play an April Fool's joke?
Sure, I have. I can't really.
Insensitive.
It probably was.
Yep.
Yeah.
You should be ashamed. You apologize for that. Like, apologize for everything, like Biden is.
What's that, Mr. Vice President? Oh, I just said that I think we've had enough of old white men running the country.
Yep.
That's why I think I'd be the best candidate here.
Boy, it's going to be tough for him. They got a lot of videotape on him.
A lot of creepy videotape. Yeah,
a lot of videotape.
And then, you know, the plagiarism comes out again.
Yep. That's why he had to get out of the 88 race.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was hounded out.
Yeah, he was.
In a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. A woman named Solange Troncoso.
Solange Troncoso.
From the Bronx.
Okay.
Has just filed a lawsuit against the good people at TGI Fridays.
This is good news, right?
Why?
Why?
Because Ms. Troncoso is highly disturbed to learn that TGI Fridays potato skins contain no potato skins.
Huh?
She is referring to the bags of chips they sell in stores, which are called TGI Fridays potato skins.
Come on.
The chips are made of a mix of potato flakes and potato starch, but no skins.
Come on.
And as Ms. Budinski points out in her lawsuit, potato skins have been associated with healthy eating, really?
Oh, man. The throw a little cheddar and bacon on that with some sour cream.
The lawsuit does not say how much money she's seeking after being wronged by their false advertising.
Yeah. Idiot.
I like their chances in that one. I mean, do we...
TGI Friday's chances? I tend to agree with you.
If there's a bag on a shelf... And it's with the potato chips, and it's got a picture of, a potato with sour cream and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Me, maybe I'm genius level. I'll give you that. Maybe. But I would think I would not expect to find a piping hot, fresh out of the oven, baked potato with bacon bits and sour cream. Police in British Columbia were in a tense standoff on Saturday. They were outside a house, guns drawn, after reports of a domestic incident and someone with a gun in the house. Now, as they were setting up, out of the blue... Batman showed up and offered to help.
Oh, where's my Batman stinger? Dun, 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 dun. Do I? Ah, there we go. That's what I'm looking for. That's it.
A man dressed in a full-on Batman costume pulled up in a truck with the Batman logo on it.
Damn right.
Hopped out in costume. Walked up to the police in the middle of this armed standoff and offered to help. A neighbor filmed the whole thing on video.
With Batman.
So Batman shows up, offers his aid. How do you suppose the officers responded?
Probably not well. They probably arrested him. They didn't say, "Thank you, Batman."
They demanded that he, quote, get the hell out of there. And following the incident, issued a statement reminding people to never, ever do what this guy did.
Commissioner, get to the bat phone.
No thanks to Batman. The standoff ended peacefully.
Yes, well done, Chief O'Hara.
And why did it end up peacefully?
Why?
Well, it turns out the whole thing was a misunderstanding. Nobody had a gun anyway.
What the?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, I'll be damned.
Yeah, where's my Batman thing? Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, Junior has...
yeah, he has.
exposed us both to the world of Tinder, a world we're unfamiliar with.
The swiping thing.
Yeah, he swipes right on everything. I mean, I go, have you no shame, sir? So thankfully, we have a little perspective for this story, understanding what Tinder is and how it works.
Right.
Here's an 82-year-old gal.
82.
Her name is Hattie. And at 82, still enjoys an active dating and sex life.
She sure does.
Hattie would like you to know she goes on 3 Tinder dates a week with much younger men. Like Junior.
Yup.
And she has no trouble at all landing them. Why?
Why?
Hattie says, quote, I have never, ever met a man who doesn't want to blank me. Yes, she used a filthy word.
Yeah, well, she's today.
And to be fair, you get a look at her photos.
Yeah.
She doesn't look 82, not a day over 75.
Yeah, I bet you. We got a picture of her? Look at this sexy thing. What the?
Not a day over 75.
Hi, doll. What would you do on that one, Junior?
Oh, I go right. She could be my new sugar mama.
You know, you gotta think about it. She knows a trick or two.
Yeah, you know she does.
She's been proudly single for 35 years, and she says the average guy she dates is in his 50s.
That's bad.
Although the last guy she got it from was 39. So, what is a date with this dream girl like?
This dust bowl.
Quote, we go out for a drink.
Yeah.
If the chemistry is right, we go to my apartment. Ooh. If not, we just leave. Oh, she would also like you to know she just loves porn and always congratulates men when they are able to get aroused around her.
Oh, I got a good one here. Congratulations. You like these?
And that's the news for today, Friday, March 29th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
Here he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
I don't want 82-year-old women like that. We need our grandmas.
We do. She's a little heavy on, look at her, a little heavy on the makeup. She got herself a nice new plastic leather jacket to look like she's, you know, in that biker community. And then there's one of her in the pool where she's not wearing a one piece with a sarong on it. No, she's got a two piece exposing that well-toned midriff.
Junior swiped right.
Yeah.
She can bake me all the cookies she wants.
No. See, that's what you want, but she won't do that.
Because she wants the hard stuff.
Yeah, it's about her pleasure.
Right. It's about her feeling good.
I'll bake her all the cookies she wants.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, that's so sick.
Disgusting.
Sick and disgusting.
Stizzle and hizzle in the afternizzle on 96K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp. but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your week with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob show up next, take you through your evening, and a little piece of info for you. The G-Spot comes back on Monday with more times to win. 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6 o'clock starting on Monday. Chance to score a thou.
I've never believed there is any such thing.
Doctors are saying that now, too. And then you got to find that safe word. Let's get you updated one more time on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. We will start in North Fort Myers, where we have a crash. Samville Road West and Bayshore Road. And this one's in Fort Myers. Intercom Drive and Halter Lane. And you are up to date.
Haven't even heard it yet myself. Brand new Steve Earle.
Ah.
Well, who wouldn't notice the fire in your eyes? Look with the direction of impending goodbyes. I'm falling and folded. I'm wilted in place. At the sight of you standing there with them streaks down your face. Heartbroken, running from the reason that you're heartbroken.
I like it.
Don't give up on believing in the heartbroken. Get me believing with my heartbroken. I'm proud as a bitch and a bull when you're lonely. Sheer madness prevails upon reason to yield. All is not lost, it is only mistaken. A small consolation, babe, but know just how you feel. Get your heart broke, running from the reason. Get your heart broke, don't give up on believing in the heart broke. You kept me from leaving with my heart broke.
Yep. Steve Earle and the Dukes, brand new out today, and it is a tribute to one of the most brilliant songwriters ever, Mr. Guy Clark. Got your heart broken.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
So my parents are very religious, so I've been leaving them messages on their answering machine from the baby Jesus.
Hi, Nelson. It's your baby Jesus. Listen, I was in town for a couple of days, so I didn't even give you a call.
Hey, you stop leaving me those messages. What messages? The ones from the baby Jesus. The baby Jesus is leaving you messages. You better call back.
Hi, Nelson, it's BJ. Listen, seems like we're playing phone kids. If you get a chance, give me a jingle jingle.
Hey, come on, it's creepy.
Nelson, it's a baby Satan. I'm a Satan baby.
Stop it.
Have yourselves a great weekend, Lord willing. We'll be back here Monday, 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Stan?
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Stan. This is Billy.
Hey, Billy.
I talked to you before.
Yeah. I remember you, Billy. How are you, buddy?
I'm okay.
You sound a little down today, pal.
I don't know.
Mm.
I I hate my dad.
Well, you're at that age where we all hate our dads, and some of
that's
them.
That's why
I'm 57. I hate my dad.
That's why I love it when Dave's on, because he loves metal music, and I love metal music because it really makes him mad.
Yeah, and he's old enough to be your dad.
That's weird, because I think of him like being my friend.
Yeah, but he's like double your age, triple your age.
I thought he was like 21.
He's going to be 45 this year.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. What can I do you for, Billy?
Well, is Dave there?
Yeah.
Absolutely. How you doing, Billy?
Hey, Dave.
What's up, bro?
You should be on Price is Right.
Yeah, I know, man. It's a big deal today. They're having it down at the Barber B Man.
Yeah, but he's good at that. Wasn't he good at that, Billy?
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah, you're pretty awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at guessing stuff.
And I'm a big fan. I love it when you're on the show.
Appreciate it.
And it's I hope you don't think I'm some kind of kook.
No,
but would you mind buying me and my bud some beer?
Ooh,
gonna buy beer for a minor,
Billy.
Dave?
You're calling 100,000-watt radio station asking me to buy you beer. Well, not cool, bro.
What about some weed or blow?
Whoa. Dude, you got to be on the down low about that sort of stuff, Billy. I don't even know. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Oh, jeez.
And I thought it was really cool when you yelled out, I'll show you meth.
Yeah, when he was smashing stuff.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that's a good example he set.
Just a little comedy bit.
You know something, Billy? He came in second place for Employee of the Week.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
You got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, until I found out that it's all made up.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you something, but you probably think it's stupid.
What you got?
Is it true that if a girl's not on her period, that she can't get pregnant?
Say that again, Billy. I want to hear that from you again.
Oh, you got no problem bringing that up at bike night, guy. What was that, Billy?
What?
Well, I heard, like, if a girl's not on her period, she can't get pregnant.
No, 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 Billy. Come on, man. You know what? Here's what we're going to have to do. You need some girl lessons.
Why don't you answer him?
Because he needs to know.
Tell him the right way. So what's the deal?
When she's on her period, Billy, she can't get pregnant. When she's off her period, Billy, she can get pregnant. We need to settle this over a couple of cold ones, Billy. What do you think?
But where do babies come from?
Oh, Jesus, Billy, man. You know, you're really pushing it today. We need to have some cold beers, man.
He's
we can sit 12. Back.
He's asking where babies come from.
Billy, from the vagine, Billy. Do you know what that is?
No, I mean, I know that what happens, but it doesn't make any sense.
Billy.
How does it work?
All right, Billy, I don't know. You got internet, don't you, Billy? Billy, you got
Dave,
internet?
I know.
Go to YouPorn, Billy.
I know.
That'll teach you everything.
You dumbass. What I'm saying is I know they get pregnant from you banging them.
Yeah.
But how does it turn into a baby? It just looks like goop.
Oh, the sperm inseminates the egg, Billy, and then a baby starts developing.
But how?
I don't know how, man. It just does.
You don't know where babies come from?
The vagine, Billy. Go to YouPorn. He knows some beer.
He wants to know how they're made.
I thought
by having intercourse, Billy, when a woman and a man get together.
I know that.
You idiot. Call my name, Billy.
No, Billy.
Billy, call him a little bitch.
Sorry about that, Billy, my producer, you know.
Your boss.
My producer is not masculine enough, so he has to use the word bitch to make himself feel like a man.
I'm not your producer, bitch.
You hear that, Billy?
Where do babies come from?
The vagina, Billy. They percolate in the belly.
Sense.
What?
Just because you bang a girl, how does it turn into a person?
It takes 9 months to develop, Billy.
And what happens?
A baby grows, Billy. Sperm hits the eggs. Sperm inseminates the eggs. The eggs develop a boy, girl, twins, I don't know.
But you just say develop. It doesn't mean anything. Where do they come from?
You're tripping me out, Billy.
You don't know, do you? You don't know where babies come from.
No, I don't, Billy. You're killing me, man. You need some beer, bro. You need to calm down.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.